You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Are you giving up?
Yeah.
Well, maybe next time if you want to find something, you'll come with more information than a shitty fucking...
You act like I came with this in my brain before I sat in this chair. It just popped in my head for no reason.
Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show.
Oh, hello. We're starting now after all of that. Okay.
Well, you know, I didn't... I don't know what to do with you.
Hey, somebody tell me what that song is.
We just spent 37 minutes looking for a song because, hey, let's do the podcast. Okay, sit down. Hey, do you have a song you want to come into? And you're like,
You don't do it right.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show. HTNOS.com, HTNOS on all the socials. My name is Chris, joined by over there, the lovely Duchess. How you doing?
Good.
Are you glad to be back?
Yes.
Stop it with that fucking noise. Jesus, I'm going to smack you.
Do I need to do my dolphin?
Smack you tonight. After a week off, this is how we come in.
Hot.
That's not hot. That is not hot whatsoever.
Is it sloppy?
That's fucking gross.
Oh, I'm hurt.
It feels weird sitting across from you like this now.
I like it.
Readjusted our studio setup a little bit here, and I feel like we're in a boardroom now.
There's lots more room for activities.
There's so much more room for activities.
Yeah, and there's plenty of room for my dog to lay in.
Oh, jeez. Before we go there, let's tell them who we're brought to you by. The Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Now, Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pets.
Yep.
Hemp Bombs has been changing their stuff up a little bit. They've been making everything bigger.
Oh, that's nice. Bigger's better.
Yeah, bigger is definitely better. The sample packs that they give us to like give out to our guests and whatnot, those used to be 5 counts. Mm-hmm. I think they're 8 counts now.
Ooh.
All the doses went up. I think, you know, the max strength is like 750 milligrams now. Like they're up and up at everything.
That's
and they're
great.
Coming out with new products. We talked about the new lip balm. You mentioned the bath bombs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit of making things bigger and better, they gave us a bigger and better discount code. So for the month of September, when you want to buy anything from Hemp Bombs, go to hempbombs.com and use code HTNOS33. And you will save 33% off on whatever you choose to buy site-wide at hempbombs.com for the month of September. That includes everything.
Nice.
That includes everything. They're sending us a box with all their new stuff and specifically requested the pet treats because...
Okay.
You finally did it.
I did it.
You finally did it. You pulled the trigger, and you made me do it.
Well, I liked how it happened because I didn't plan on it happening because I was talking to this girl I work with, Kim, and she has a friend that works at the pound. So she tagged me in a post with this dog, and the dog looks super cute. So I sent it to you, and I'm like, hey, you want to go look at this dog? And you're like, sure, why not? So then we go see her. I wasn't 100% sure that we were going to walk out with a dog that day. Like, I'm just like, because we were planning on looking when we were on vacation at the end of the month. So I'm like, you know, let's go see her. You know, she looks really cute. So we go in and we visit her. And the guy that was there, his name was David, and he's talking to us. He brings us into this room, and she is just so shy. She's so timid, and she's just, like, not wanting to come by us, really. And I just thought that she was the sweetest dog.
She reminded me of Adam Simmons' old dog, Peachy.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, she's got two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, they got a similar look about them. And I like that dog a lot, and I could tell you were into it, so I didn't even fight it.
Yeah, she's very sweet. She came up to me and she sniffed my hand and stuff, but then she would go right back to David because he goes in there every day and he quit.
She had her whole apartment.
Yeah, well, that's called, like, I think he called it, like, the real life room or something, so that dogs that need a little bit more extra time and attention, they put those dogs in there. She came off the street. She was a stray. She was there about a week, so she wasn't very, she wasn't sure. So she wasn't sure of humans, so he was getting to know her, and when we brought her home, she was real skittish. Like, you can barely, like, touch her without her jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked with her, and now she's just, she's been a totally here about different a week now. Dog.
Yeah, she's been here about
even the next day.
It took a little bit. I mean, she fell in love with you immediately. I mean, she fucking sits on top of your head quite literally. I mean,
she jumps up there, yeah.
She's a crazy, what kind of dog is she?
A black-mouthed cur.
A black-mouthed cur.
Yeah.
I told Adam when I was telling him that we got the dog what you said the breed was. And we agreed that it sounded like two racial slurs in one breed. Right. But that's what it is. You can Google it. That's what it is. So.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she might be mixed with German Shepherd or something too. But when we saw pictures of her, we thought I personally thought she was going to be bigger than what she is. Because
skinny.
I meant like height wise. I thought she might be a little bit. That's another reason why I was like, I don't know if this is going to be the one because I didn't want another big dog. They're too expensive. You have to buy double everything because of their weight.
I
wanted like a medium dog. But what made it even weirder, and I guess by weirder I mean cooler, is when we were talking to the guy. Yeah.
This is precognition.
I had no idea. So we're talking to the guy.
We met him at the pound. It's not like you knew this person.
No, and I didn't know what happened, why he was there. He had told us that he left the corporate job making a bunch of money to spend more time with the animals because that was his passion, which is great. So we're in the room and we're just chatting. We're talking about Jake and he's talking about his dog. He had a boxer and she was like, every time I look in this room, I see a boxer. So we decided to take her home. And then we're in the yard with the dog. And then we're asking the kids, what do you think?
Bootleg name.
Dude, we had
to rename
her. They named her Germany.
Like the that country.
Well, remember what sticks was Tierra. I always called it her cage name.
Yeah, but I mean, like, who thinks of a country? Like, there's a dog here. Let's call it Japan.
Right.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Who calls their dog Germany?
I don't know. Maybe because they thought she was a little German Shepherd or something in her. But Germany, as it may. Yeah, it was.
Come on, man.
I knew that I wasn't even going to. We weren't going to stick with that
name. Are you kidding?
No way. There's no way.
You fucking kidding?
I couldn't even call her by that name while we were there.
Yeah.
So then we're.
We left it up to the kids.
Yeah. So then out of nowhere, Logan's just like, I like Rosie. I think Rosie is a good name. And then Lucas is like, yeah, Rosie. So then I'm just talking to my friends and I'm telling them, the kids named her Rosie or whatever. So then the next day I get this message or I get tagged in a post from my friend Kim and it's the guy David from the pound. And his boxer's name was Rosie. And she died. Yeah, she had passed away the year prior. And that's the main reason why he started working at the pound. Because he was trying to, what's the word? He was trying to get over his grief.
Therapy.
Yeah.
That's precognition, dude. Like, we didn't know that, dude. We didn't know anything about that. And then, why would Logan even say that? Like, that's so
weird,
That's what
I mean.
Man.
It's just so weird. So then he posts this real nice post. It said the awesome people that came and adopted Germany.
Well, that's because he don't know us.
Right. Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Well, that's why he called us awesome.
But they named her Rosie, not even knowing that that was my dog's name, and he put, this is basically why he does the things, and you put good things out, good things will happen, basically. So I just thought that was so crazy, because Kim was like, me and him were talking, and I told him what you named her, and he just started crying, because we didn't know what his dog's name was.
That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy how shit like that happens. We've been talking about that a lot lately, and on that same note, things that are front of mind, tend to materialize themselves into your everyday. So we've been talking about premonition and precognition and shit, and then fucking pow, there's your dog.
And she's a great dog. I mean, she peed in the house a few times, but I mean, she's gonna do that. She was a stray, and she's still getting used to everything. But
she's the fastest dog I've ever seen.
She's very fast.
She's very fast. She's very crazy. She's kind of a crackhead. She runs on the backs of the couch. I mean, she's like parkour and shit, you know, but she's chill too. I mean, like, she's sitting right here by my feet right now. And I mean, she didn't want nothing to do with me when we first got here. I think that she had some trauma with a male or something, because she was all about you and the kids, but she wouldn't come near me. And now, like, she's fucking laying on my foot right now like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but she's been good. She gets crazy enough for, like, Logan when he wants to play, but just then she's chill again. Like, she just has enough energy to do what they want her to do, and then she chills. She's been great so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got what you wanted.
I did. I've never had a dog care about me so much, ever.
It's almost irritating, because every time you get up, she gets up to follow
you. I know, I almost don't want to get up, she doesn't
It's kind
up.
Of annoying.
But the first day that we brought her home, we had ordered DoorDash because it was Friday and that's like our thing. So the bitch bolts out of the front door and just takes off. And I'm like, ugh, this is... And I'm yelling at the kids. I'm like, don't let her out the door. Don't let her out the door. And then she just kind of slumped down and she just went right under me. And I tried to grab her and I couldn't get her. She was just like little and quick. But then she ran around the corner and saw Lucas, and what happened?
Lucas chased her, yeah. And I told him to stop chasing her because she was running, and I just said how fast she was. I got to the corner, and I looked at her and clapped my hands, and that bitch came running right back. I was like, ooh, I kind of like that. Yeah. Because our old dog, Jake, he would have hauled ass. That, and as soon as it happened, I immediately got pissed because I had a flashback of when that asshole got out when we lived in Chicago and went and jumped in Lake Michigan in fucking January. And I had to go into freezing water and like go through the ice and shit and fucking drag him out.
With no, I think he didn't have his collar on or something too. So he had to like get him by the scruff.
140-pound dog, and he would not come out. And I'm like, God damn it. And then he got out. Your mom let him out again too, remember? And he jumped in the other water. Yeah. I had to get him off the ice time too.
My mom had a short back fence, and that big idiot could jump right over the fence, and he fucking did it every time he had a chance.
When she bolted out, I was like, because we got a little bit of water close to us, and I was like, that bitch is going into water. God damn it.
And she didn't even know us, so I'm like, great, now she's gone.
The DoorDash driver was trying to help, and she's like, what's your dog's name? And I was like, doesn't have one. We just got home.
Yeah. But then she ran back towards the house, and I was like, and then she came up to me, and then she kind of walked past me, and I was like, I have Portillo's. And I was shaking the bag, and she came back, and we were able to get her back in the house. But
she's a good girl. She's a crackhead. She's a new...
she fits right in.
Yeah, new part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Boys call her Rosie Girl. Where's my Rosie Girl?
I call her Rosalita.
Ugh, I wish you wouldn't.
Why?
Sounds dumb.
She's my little Spanish flower.
Oh, God.
Hey, we are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Yeah. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. They got the Alpha Brain. They got the gut health, the new mood, the workout equipment, everything that you could possibly need to make yourself a better version of yourself, because that's what it's all about. It's all about optimizing. It's all about optimizing, running at peak performance at all times. Because, I mean, we all get beat down, and, you know, especially with, like, the state of the world right now. I mean, like, it's just like a dark cloud hanging over everything, you know. Like, everything's just fucking doom and gloom, and we need to find a way to rise above that and optimize ourselves. Go to onnit.com, onnit.com/HTNOS. Save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Yup.
This is actually kind of a good segue into something I wanted to say, and I wanted to get it out of the way right up front because I didn't want it to hang over, you know, the show. But I noticed in prep and research that September is actually Suicide Prevention Month.
Oh.
And, you know, talking about new moods and optimizing your brain or whatever, I mean, like, people go through shit and you don't even know. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, turn to fucking prescription drugs or antidepressants or anything, but I mean, like, whatever you do, you know, like, I don't know. Here, I actually saved a little thing here that I just wanted to read for our listeners in case anyone might be going through some shit.
Okay.
Suicidal thoughts, much like mental health conditions, can affect anyone regardless of age, gender, background. In fact, suicide is often the result of untreated mental health condition. Suicide thoughts Although common, should not be considered normal and often indicate more serious issues. Every year, thousands of individuals die by suicide, leaving behind their friends, family, and friends and family members to navigate the tragedy of loss. In many cases, friends and families affected by suicide loss, often called survivors, are left in the dark. Too often, the feelings of shame and stigma prevent them from talking openly. Mm-hmm. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and it's a time to share resources and stories in an effort to shed light on this highly taboo and stigmatized topic. If you or someone you know is an emergency, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 8255. And I think it's just important to put it out there, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of times, especially like, you know, I think about this because we do the Movember thing in November for men's health. And a lot of times that encompasses mental health because as dudes, we're not supposed to talk about shit like that. You know, like, it's like if we've got work related stress or family related stress or whatever, you know, it's supposed to just be like dudes aren't supposed to talk about it, you know, and
that, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, it is. I mean, like, if you bottle that shit up inside, then that's how you get to the point where you feel like that maybe that's your only way out. So
you create a poltergeist.
Where's my tiger growl? Ka-crow.
K2 abilities. Don't even know. Did I ever tell you the story? I was probably like 13 years old and we were having a sleepover. And I don't think it was any of my friends. I don't remember exactly who was there, but I remember that it was my mom and my sister and a few other friends.
Uh-huh.
And they were making fun of me about something. And I went in my room and I took an extension cord and I tied it to the top of the bunk bed. And I put it around my neck, knowing that I wasn't going to do anything. But it was still just the action of going to do that stupid thing. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Did you have, like, control over your thoughts? Or were you just doing that?
I think both, because they were making fun of me. So I kind of wanted to, like, get at them by hurting myself. And then I went to go hurt myself. And then I ended up not doing it.
Well, obviously, I'm glad you didn't.
Well,
you
know? Right. And I don't... And I'm just thinking to myself, too, I'm just like, why the fuck did I do that? It's so ridiculous to do something like that over that. In my mind, I'm thinking that as I'm going through it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's different nowadays, too. I mean, kids...
It's all internet stuff.
A lot of it. They feel alone. A lot of it is.
I didn't feel alone. I never had any thoughts like that prior or after.
Yeah.
So I was just in the moment. And I did something that I wasn't 100% thinking about.
I never knew that about you. And we've been together for almost 20 years.
It's one of those things, I think, that just sticks in the back of your head until something like this comes up. And then you're like, oh, I have a memory.
Because I was going to ask you if you've ever been, you know, like if you knew somebody or if you've ever been, you know, touched by it in any way. And I mean, like, I didn't even have to.
Well, I do know someone who I didn't know him, like, personally. We had gone to the same school and he lived two doors down from my Boucha. It was actually when we went from my Boucha's funeral, that apartment that we stayed in with Nikki and Eileen or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That house is where, I don't know where he did it at, but that's where he had lived. That was his house, but I'm not sure where he committed the suicide.
You know him?
I knew him because my mom and his mom were friends, but their kids were older, so we never hung out. We got all their old clothes.
I got you.
You know, but I knew him, but I didn't know him.
Well, I mean, you know me too. It hit me real hard when I was younger, because when I was 11, my best friend at the time, he killed himself, and
do you know how he did it?
He hung himself.
Oh, goodness.
It was hard at 11 years old. That's something that was hard to deal with in and of itself, because I didn't know why. And I mean, I still, you know, at 39 years old, still don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think about it.
Right. Because you were saying that he didn't show any signs of being.
No, he came over the night prior. I had a basement room at my grandma's house, and you know how those windows are on, like, you know, ground level or whatever, things, yeah. You know, so like he used to come over and just knock on the window,
like,
and exactly, you know, and I would come to the window and we would talk, and he came over the night prior, and he asked me if I could come out, and it was like 10:30, but he was 15 or 16 at the time and I was 11, so he was a few years older than me, and he could do things like that, and I really couldn't. So I couldn't leave. And then the next morning, I mean, there were ambulances out, you know, because he was in the house behind my grandma's house. Okay. So, like, we could see the shit. And I between 10:30 at night and 7 in the morning, I don't know what happened.
Right.
You know, and that's why I say if you think that, you know, if you think you know somebody, you really probably don't, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's reach out, man. I mean, everybody's got all my information. You know, I'll talk to anybody.
I always say I'm the worst with keeping up with people.
I try to go out of my way. I talk to my friends on a daily basis, all of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. I just don't. I don't know if it's because I feel like I don't need it, so I don't think other people do, but I don't know. I don't know why I really don't.
Well, and I mean, I didn't want to bring down the show, you know, but I mean, I do at the same time think it's important to put that out there. And I mean, since it is September and this is our first show in September because we didn't do last week. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I want to put it out there, you know, like if anyone needs it, man, you know, that number again, it's 800-273-8255, 273-TALK, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got a weird story for you.
Hit me.
So I had to work today and I...
Oh, it's current events.
Huh?
I said, oh, it's current events.
It's current events. I had to work this morning, and I have to work one Saturday like every 3 months. So I switched with Mackenzie because they had me scheduled on the weekend that we're off at the end of the month. They had me scheduled for October 3rd, and we'll be on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched with Mackenzie, and what I have to do is I have to call drivers and say, hey, what time did you get out of the shipper, or are you at your shipper? Because they have appointment times they have to, you know, go by. So I call this number, and nobody answers. But then it calls me back. So I answer. And I was like, hello, this is, you know, this
like
is...
an automated dial or something? Or no, somebody actually called you?
No, somebody called me back. Oh, okay. So they called me back and I was like, you know, I was like, Reed, this is Melissa. And this old lady was like, hello? And I'm like, hi, I must have the wrong number because I'm trying to reach a driver and ask about a delivery today. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm so sorry. She goes, I just screen my phone calls now because somebody called me last week and got me for $19,000.
What do you mean?
Somebody called and scammed this poor old woman out of $19,000 by telling her...
Oh, that shit happens on a reg.
By telling her that her grandson was in jail and had the COVID.
Yeah.
And she sent them $19,000. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I see shit like that all the time. Well, my homeboy Nick.
I've never talked to anybody.
They try to get his dad all the time.
Yeah.
Like they called him and they were like threatening him on the phone. Like they originally say like they're the IRS or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you question it or when you give a little pushback, then they get kind of hostile and they're like, well, we're going to have to report you to the authorities and whatever. And Nick's old man, I mean, I'm probably twisting this. He's going to listen to this and he's going to be like, man, you don't listen to shit. I in some way or another they called the cops. Like he said that they were going to call the cops on him and he was like, fuck you, I'm gonna flip it on you, I'm calling the cops on you, motherfucker.
Right.
And then they hung up and he had a cop at the house. Like they had a cop come to the house or whatever and the dude tried to call back and then fucking dude was like, give me the phone. And the cop took the phone and like talked to him. Yeah, like he talked to the guy or whatever and no one ever called him back or whatever. But they try that shit. I don't know how you get on like the old people database, but like they try that shit.
No, and she's like, I should have known better. And I was like, it happens to people all the time. I'm like, you didn't know, you're just trying to help your grandson.
19, geez.
But I'm like, fuck. Whoa. I'm like, I am so sorry. And I'm like, I'm going to take this phone number out of our system so nobody else calls you.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm like, who get? And that's one thing. It's like when drivers give us their phone number, sometimes they don't give us the right number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they don't want nobody calling them because they track. So they're like, why are you calling me if I'm tracking? I'm like, bitch, you ain't tracking.
How's that drink treating you?
B-Bucks.
Yeah.
It's good. I like the tropical one. I got the fruit punch. And this has a little tiki guy on it, which reminds me I want to go to Tiki Docks when we're on vacation.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm fucking out of it. Are you okay?
I'm good. I finished the second season of Umbrella Academy.
I seen you on the couch watching TV all week.
A lot of people don't really like Umbrella Academy. I don't know why. I mean, I think it's pretty good.
I never had any interest. I never watched it.
Well, I watched it because the guy that's Luther, who's like half gorilla, he was in Black Sails, which is a show that I watched on Cinemax about pirates.
Pirates, yeah.
So I liked him, so
Bert
I started watching
that, I think.
And then also that lesbian girl, Ellen Page, is in it, which I like her. Who else is in it? I think those are the only two people that I knew.
I never gave it a chance. I mean, we need to get on the boys. I think that's more prevalent, you know, or more...
What you want to do?
Yeah, exactly. We need to fucking do that instead. We finished Cobra Kai season 2 up this week, and that was... I want to say a pleasant surprise, you know, but I mean, because I like the first season, mm-hmm. but usually when you like something like that and then they're like, oh, we're fucking people, we're into it. Let's try to squeeze some more out of it, you know, yeah. then it's, yeah.
Well, but, now you know there's going to be season 3.
I hope old girl's in it.
Oh, definitely going to be in it.
Yeah, because he hit her up on the Facebook well, and shit.
He threw his phone in the sand because he's old and angry.
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, like, some of the premises, like, I was sitting there watching it, and I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous, but I still enjoyed it.
I like it because old dude looks like Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Boy Meets World. Or no, that's not the same guy.
No.
He looks like the dude from, his name was Ryder, I think, in the show, wasn't it?
In real life, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm all fucked up.
Yeah.
But I like that because it reminded me of that. I thought it was good.
What, Cobra Kai?
Yeah. When I went to my sister's last weekend for my niece's birthday party, because you stayed home with the dog because I didn't want her tearing anything up. So they were like, because Aubrey goes to karate as well. So they were doing karate moves. And I was like, I don't, Logan's like so like, you know, easy and just like, oh, you know, Aubrey, whatever. Yeah, go ahead and hit me. And Lucas is like, all right, yeah. And I was like, get him, Johnny. I was like, get her, Johnny. And then Ray's like, oh, you, and then my brother-in-law was like, oh, you watch Cobra Kai? And I was like, yep.
But yeah, why wouldn't we?
Right. Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people just hate on it to hate on it. Just like, I don't know. How many people do you know watch the new Bill and Ted movie besides us?
Oh.
Nobody?
Well, I know Delvin watched it for one. Delvin had it fucking day one. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about it in our group text or whatever, or he was listening to the episode and he was like, when I said something about Saturn, he was like, oh, when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, well, what's he going to say about that? And we were talking about it a little bit. And then he was like, why didn't you just buy it? It was $25 to buy it or $20 to rent it. And I'm like, I don't know things, dog. Like, I just hit the damn button, man. But I'm glad you brought it up because that reminded me that when we were talking about it and we were talking about Keanu Reeves, the whole thing, like, I brought up the Paula Abdul video from back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't talk about it. And then we went on like a half hour deep dive on that shit too, because that thing's like a movie. Like, if y'all ain't ever seen the Paula Abdul Rush video from 1991, that's like a whole ass cinematic movie with Keanu Reeves, dude.
But they ain't got no good quality videos on
there. Yo, you got so a deep bad. Dude.
It's all grainy.
Yeah,
shit.
It's fucking 30 years old, man. I mean, like, it was all somebody recorded that shit off VH1 and then put it on YouTube. Yeah, what do you want, probably, man? Right. What do you fucking want,
dude? She looked better now than she did back then.
You think so?
She looked like a whole ass alien.
How dare you?
Well, Keanu Reeves looked, well, up until Bill and Ted, he looked the same right. as he did.
I told you, man, they got that old people makeup going on.
Yeah, I would, if I didn't think he was such a nice guy, and like the general consensus is how good of a guy he was, I would definitely say he's dabbling in adrenochrome, because I mean, there's no way that he's not aging, you know?
Right.
He's into some sort of dark arts, right?
He's gotta be.
Speaking of dark arts, your girl Carol Baskin's gonna be on Dancing with the Stars. You see that?
Yeah.
I didn't really prep anything this week, but I have bullet points and I have links saved. So that's, I mean, cool. I could pull it up if you want.
I don't know why they want that old dumb bitch. Why, so everybody can just boo her?
Well,
when she gets up there.
If Dancing with the Stars would have came out 6 months ago, it would have been the hottest ticket. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. But who wants to see now? Like I said, like 3 months ago, I was like, man, Tiger King fucking burned bright and fast and is gone, man.
Well,
I could give a fuck.
Nobody wants to see all that doing hip hop dance.
I mean, I kind of would.
Jive. Oh my god, she's got, you know, and they're probably gonna make her some fucking fancy ass flower fucking crowns for her outfits because that's like her.
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars. I could give a fuck less, you know, but I would want to watch it to see if maybe she would like fall and hurt herself or something, maybe.
That'd be good. But they just pair people that with average, well, I don't want to say average because I guess they're like C-listers, but.
The only way I would watch is if Joe Exotic got out of jail and he got to dance with her as a partner.
Ew.
I would watch that.
It'd be like Spy versus Spy.
I want to see. Here's a list of people. Nelly. Nelly's like
gotta
the,
wear a band-aid.
Nelly's like the most
AJ McLean's from the Backstreet Boys.
I wouldn't know that. I'm looking at all these names going, I don't know who any of these people are. I know Carole Baskin, I don't know Nelly. I know Charles AJ. Oakley. Charles Oakley was
Who's that?
He was on the Knicks, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking Oak Tree. Vernon Davis is a tight end for the Redskins back in the day.
They do a lot of athletes.
Who's Johnny Weir? That Google sounds familiar.
Him. What about Sky Jackson? Jesse Metcalf. It wasn't
I don't know who any of these people are, man. This is like D-list. This is like fucking sub-D-list. No interest. No interest at all. But I guess that movie about them, like that cinematic movie, is coming out. I didn't see who's playing her, but Nick Cage is going to play Joe Exotic.
What? Yeah.
That's been confirmed.
They should have had David Spade play him. Oh,
here it is. Saturday Night Live's Kate McKinnon. Who's Kate McKinnon? Let's Google that.
Okay.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I've never been a fan.
I liked it better when all the good people were on it, like that Norm guy. What's she been in?
I don't know, but she looks familiar.
The Big Gay Sketch Show. She had to be in a movie.
Oh, she was in Girl Ghostbusters. She was in Girl Ghostbusters.
She was in other stuff, too.
She's in other stuff, too. It's a Girl Ghostbusters.
I don't think I've seen anything with her in it.
That's the only one that I could see. Girl Ghostbusters. She looked familiar. I know she looked familiar. I don't see her as goddamn Carol Baskin, though.
No.
I mean,
ooh, there's the boys up there. I'm excited for season 3, but we got to get through season 2. Yeah, speaking of Ghostbusters, though, I came out into the living room and Lucas was watching it on YouTube. And I'm like, do you want me like to try to find the actual movie? Because it was all grainy and watch shit. Watch them. Old school Ghostbusters.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
What, like clips or something? They don't have full movies on YouTube, do they?
I don't know. I came out and he was watching something with Ghostbusters. And I was like, do you want me to find the real movie? And he said, yeah. So I bought it off of Amazon Prime for $4.
Oh, that's why I came in. See, I it's funny. We did, we're recording on Saturday, 9/12. So obviously creatures were live and on the internet for 9/11 last night. Mm-hmm. And, we'll just say Adam Simmons was feeling good.
Okay.
And, he was talking about all the pipe he was going to lay, and he said something about me and all me being married and da da da. And yeah, don't you try to impress.
He's got a fucking girlfriend. What's he trying to do?
He was insinuating that we have boring sex lives and all that, you know, because we're married and that. And he was like, don't you try to impress your wives anymore? And I was like, bitch, I'm cleaning the gutters in the morning. That's what impresses my wife. And I did. I got my big ass up on the roof and cleaned the gutters today and thought I was going to fucking die because of the incline on our roof and shit. It'd fall through the pool.
But it was just like one spot in the gutter, like you said, like on each side. So I guess it wasn't that bad.
Coming down, I mean, like I was all fucking flustered and shit. So I got in the pool, cooled off, and came in and I was like, ooh, Ghostbusters. And it was right at the end and shit too. And I sat down, fucking had my little snacks and shit, watched the end of Ghostbusters. I didn't. All the backstory that went into it. And he's been singing that song all day. Like, all these pieces fit now. Mm-hmm. It's all connected.
No, but before I even turned the movie on, he's laying on the couch while I'm looking for it. Because I looked on Netflix, I looked on Hulu, I looked on HBO. And I'm like, you know, let me see if Prime has it. And then I'm looking for it, and he just looks at me. He goes, Mom. And I said, what? And he goes, is there something strange in the neighborhood?
He wants you to finish it. He did that to me, too. I was drying him off in the bathroom after you got out of the bathtub. And he kept singing the beginning and then, like, waiting. Like, answer the question, dickhead.
He's so cute, but he's another one who follows me around. I got two of them now. Oh, another funny thing that happened earlier was I was in the kitchen, and Logan came up to hug me, and then Lucas came to hug me, and I said, oh, my boys. And then Rosie comes, and she jumps up, and she's trying to get in on the hug.
She knows you're talking about her, too. And then, she just looked.
Logan's like, I wish I had a clip of that.
These kids.
They love this dog, though. Even Lucas, he's coming around so much. Before, he would just like, it's, you know, like, hi, dog, you know, like, would pet her, and then she'd move, and he'd be like, oh, oh. They freak out.
Yeah, he would get all worked up. Mm-hmm. Did you see this?
Yes.
Read that out loud.
Jelly Belly founder giving away candy factory like Willy Wonka with new golden ticket hunt.
I didn't read into this whatsoever. I just saved the link. We're doing kind of like an open tabs this week because I didn't really do anything. But we're gonna experience it as it comes.
You have to pay $50 to receive a riddle that you'll need to solve to aid your quest. And if you actually find the gold ticket, you'll find a special code on it. Other than the $50 entry fee, there are no other requirements to participate. I'm like, bitch, Charlie only had to pay like a dollar for that chocolate bar.
They just had to buy the candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, though. I think I would do that because that reminds me of, remember back in the day we were going to go on the treasure hunt and shit? We talked about it even recently. I think we brought it back up again with the buried treasure that dude had put in like in New Mexico or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I would do that shit.
They're hiding the tickets across the country, but it's not an actual ticket. It's a golden dog tag on necklaces. And those who find the gold ticket will receive $5,000. They just said they're hiding them in every state across the country. And then you
like
pay
in candy or like just in the world?
In the world. And you pay $50 to get a riddle. So like there'll be a riddle for Florida. So we pay $50, get a riddle, and then we have to try to solve the riddle to get the dog tags.
So like they could have us going into like fucking like into the swamps and shit. Maybe. Yeah, like I ain't trying to go off the path. Fuck that, dude. You'll die down here.
Then the grand prize.
I bet it'll be something stupid like they'd hide it at Disney. I bet you they'd hide it at Disney World.
I would think that they would put it somewhere free.
You think so? Mm-hmm. How fucked up would that be? You pay the $50 and then you get there and it's like, according to these clues, like I gotta go into Disney World, motherfucker.
Maybe we should pay $50 and get the clue.
I do not want a Jelly Belly factory.
No, I mean, I don't either, but I think it'd be cool to like see what the riddle would be. And then if you find the gold dog tags, you get 5 G's.
5 G's. You know what? Maybe we'll do it. We'll do it for the show. We'll fucking, we'll get ourselves a clue and we'll do it for the show.
Okay.
And if there are any more, I mean, like I said, I saved this a week ago.
We know there's 50 of them. So maybe we can Google, have any gold dog tags been found or something?
All right, bet. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll keep you listeners informed updated on that. Yeah, we're going to do the what you call. The only other thing I had saved here was, see, fucking California's burning down because of a gender reveal.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Those stupid fucking gender reveals.
When has it ever been a good thing? When has that ever been a good thing? Even when it goes quote unquote right, it goes wrong.
Well, why do you shoot something that it'll spark?
This is a pyrotechnic device. Now, is that CNN? This is CNN. Is that CNN being fucking sensationalized?
I heard what it was somebody shot at something and it busted the blue, like it busted something and like blue smoke came out. But
it's so dry there. If you live in California, you know what the fuck, what time it right. is, dude. Like, Angry Dad, he did a Facebook, or not, Instagram Live. He opened his front door, because he lives in, like, San Francisco area. Uh-huh. He opened his front door and just walked out, and the whole sky was orange and red. It was all smoke, and all you hear in the background was fucking sirens. Like, fucking,
that's scary.
Like, end of days type shit, dude. Like, it looked like this is the end.
Well, it's already, what's that, 8,600 acres?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And they know the people that did it because they were at the park when the officers got there.
Yeah, it says where the fuck did it? It was in the article, I think. Here, those involved in the gender reveal party, including the person set off the device, the family, and the person taking photos, have been cooperating with fire investigators. Yeah, they're.
Well, there was another guy that started a fire. I don't know if it was the guy that knocked over his grill or if it was another one, but he has to pay $8 million. He caused $8 million in damage. That's what I mean. I'm like, that bitch can live 17 lifetimes, and he ain't going to pay that shit back.
Yeah, I'd
laugh in their face if they're like, you need to pay back $8 million. I'd be like,
ha-ha, ha-ha. Well, a tease and peace to our boy, Jason Lampro, too. A friend of all podcasts, Jason Lampro. He's in Oregon, and I was chit-chatting with him on Instagram this morning. And he said there's fires burning down his area. They had to relocate, and they had to go to a different part, and they're in a hotel right now and shit. Because I want to, he's got some supernatural tales to tell.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I've been meaning to get him on to talk to us for a while because, I mean, that's the Jason Lampro, for those that don't know, he's from the Mixed Media Forest podcast, mm-hmm. and he's one of the nicest, most supportive guys in the podcast community. Like, I want to get him on and let him talk about mm-hmm. his shit anyway, but he's got supernatural tales on top of that. So I was like, okay, half a creature, come on, let's do this mm-hmm. shit. And it's, I think when he said that, he was like, oh, and get this, when we had to relocate, we're staying at a haunted hotel in Oregon, and they've got tours and everything, and we're gonna go on a fucking ghost tour.
Nice.
I said, bet, well, come on and tell my wife about it.
For real. Like that one time I went on a ghost hunt. Didn't catch nothing, but
yeah, and then they tore that place down too, which
just ghost herpes.
You caught a ghost herpy?
It's plural.
You Freddy, you trying to fuck ghosts?
Oh no.
No?
No. I ain't trying to fuck ghosts.
What was I listening to? I was listening to something about that. They attach, like, they try to get your sexual energy.
They want energy.
Any kind of energy. Yeah. So, like, if like, they find out that you're a pervert and you're jerking off all the time and shit, then they try to possess you to make you, like, go out, like, to be a sexual deviant.
No, come on.
That's not how that works?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
That's why they scare you, is because fear is the easiest to get, and you get the most energy out of fear.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've watched Monsters, Inc.?
It's
true. Like,
well, why do you think that okay.
Whole ass creatures over at Disney, listen, they know.
There's some more sinister shit happening at Disney than creatures. But that's the whole thing with the adrenochrome. I mean, and I don't want to get creatures on here because you know how that goes. But that's the whole thing with the child sex trafficking and all that shit. Mm-hmm. They take the kids and they get them all scared and shit, and then they fucking take their blood because their blood's all adrenaline riched. Yep. And then they get fucking high off it.
I believe it.
And they live forever.
That's a thing. Oh, they live forever, but
I don't know.
I'm sure it's a thing.
I don't know either, man, but they must have cut Bill Clinton off because he looked like his supply ran dry. Did you see that motherfucker lately, dude? It looks like they just sucked the fucking life out of him. Oh,
that's Hillary sucking his life. She's a vampire.
She's something. I've got one listener question that came over the course of the last 2 weeks while we were taking a short break.
Okay.
Forgive me if I mispronounce your name. This question is from Shaylee.
Okay.
Says, I'm a new listener, and I really enjoyed hearing your story about the kids going back to school. I really relate to what Chris was saying about kids having it too easy, and I also have a hard time with making things too easy with my own kids. Mm-hmm. It did get me thinking, though, what is something that you wish someone would have told you as a kid?
That's a really good question.
I guess because, like, we were saying that, you know, like, we hand them everything.
Right.
You know?
We didn't
have it that way.
I wish that my parents would have talked to me about being responsible with money.
That was my fucking answer. I had it wrote down.
Did you really?
I had wrote down how to deal with my finances and be a grown up.
Yes. 100%.
Because it took us many years. And I mean, that comes with being headstrong and moving out of the house too early, I think, and not really having a plan. Like, neither of us went. I went to college for a little bit. I have a college degree that I've never used in a practical manner. You never went. You tried to do a couple of things. You did real estate, and you did the dental thing. And, mm-hmm. like, you tried your hand at a couple of things that didn't pan out.
Right.
Point is, we never really had a plan, and it was never really talked to us about, you know?
Well, I feel like it's because our parents were blue-collar. They just worked to pay bills.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we did. Like, I didn't even know college would be an option.
Well, growing up in Chicago, too, that area is very blue-collar. And, like, mm-hmm. my grandma, when I told her I was going to school, she kind of looked at me sideways. Because my uncle, he was in the railroad, which was one of the bigger trades in that area where we were. And it was a good paying job. You know, kind of like in your area in Indiana, it was the steel mills and things like that. You know, like,
that's where my dad worked.
Each pocket has their own little thing that, you know, like, that's what you're trying. Or, like, by your mom's house, everyone wants to go to the oil refineries and shit.
Where
you know,
she
like,
worked, yep.
there's those spots, and the railroad was the spot by us. And my uncle worked there, and she was basically saying, like, he can get you in. And I'm like, to get me into work fucking 16 hours a day on off days and be there for the rest of my life fucking hating shit like him? Fuck that. I ain't doing that.
Right.
And she's looking at me like, you're crazy. You're going to go to fucking college to learn how to make graphic pictures?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, when our parents were growing up, it's either you work it, because my dad worked at Ford for, I don't know, 40-something years until he retired. But I feel like you either go into some kind of work like that, or you go into the military. Because not a lot of people were going to school back then.
See, and I probably would have did that, but I had it in my mind, like, I was scared of boot camp. Like, I didn't think I would make it out of boot camp, and I probably wouldn't have. You know, I don't know what...
Well, not... I mean, now I feel like it's still... They have to be strict, but I don't think it's anything like it would have been if you would have went.
I'm talking 1999. I had literally just watched Full Metal Jacket, and I'm like, fuck that. They're going to beat my ass, and I'm going to kill myself. Like, mm-hmm. no way, dude. Uh-uh.
And I'm sure that stuff happened, but I don't think it's like that now because of everything.
Probably not.
Because, you know, calling people maggots is wrong. But what are they supposed to do? I'm sure there's still hazing and stuff that goes on, but nothing like it used to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was my... it's funny that we both said the same thing, too.
Because, I mean, I'm terrible with money. My dad even said, he's like, because he's not good with his money either. So he's like, I'm so sorry. That's the one trait that you got from me.
And that's why I've said it before too. Like when we were younger and we moved here and you were trying to get me to buy our first house, mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it. Cause like my example from my parents was my mom got a house that she couldn't afford and then she ended up losing it. And I'm like, fuck that. I ain't trying to lose my house.
And we did.
Well, I mean,
5 years later.
That had more to do with the fucking
job situation.
With the bubble. Well, the housing bubble. And then
you got laid off because you hurt your knee and they wanted you to work at the warehouse.
Well, we both lost our jobs from Coke. And then
I lost my job
because
I was pregnant. No, I lost my job at, because they outsourced me at Coke and then I went to work for the other company.
That's why I was all about fuck Coke for years. I wouldn't buy Coke. I hated Coke. But now mm-hmm. I'm addicted to Diet Coke, so I don't fucking, I turn a blind eye to past transgressions.
Yeah, so there we just had a lot going on. I found out I was pregnant with Logan. I'm like, there's no way we're going to afford this mortgage and a baby. So we're just like, we can't do it.
Yeah, but again, though, too, I want to reiterate, like I said in the moment, too, like I don't regret any of it. Like we might have had it harder, but I feel like that made us
appreciate
what. I don't want to say it made us better because I mean, like things are pretty good right now, but like. I don't know. Like I look back at all that, like even the hard times, like living in that first apartment, you know, and fucking having kegs in the closet and like you fucking smoking weed out of a 5 gallon pressure bong in the bathtub and mm-hmm. all that shit. Like I look back at those hard times where I didn't know if we were going to have food to eat or, you know, how to keep the lights on or any of that shit. And I mean, I wouldn't trade it.
I'm just glad that we had Sullivan bringing us fucking spicy chickens from Wendy's in his backpack when he got home from work.
Shout out to the guy who lived on our couch because he robbed Wendy's and he fed us. We ate Wendy's spicy chickens just about every meal for a long time.
We always had hot dogs. I mean, they had to be the dollar pack of hot dogs, but it was something.
And I told you, it's funny that you bring him up just out of the blue. That dude hit me up last night. The guy that lived on the couch where I haven't heard from in fucking 20 years, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, last I heard, he fucking robbed a liquor store and was in jail. And I mean, that might have just been hearsay, but I mean, that's the last I heard through the fucking grapevine. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And then dude just hit me up on fucking Facebook Messenger last night. He was like, what up, bro?
That's cool.
Oh, shit. What's up, dog?
That's so funny.
That is funny. Because he was my partner back then. I mean, that's how he became dude that lived on my couch. We used to go around fucking up the town, you know?
Yeah, I felt bad. I moved out of that apartment. And I'm like, he can't come with us.
You were the
new one.
Yeah, you were the catalyst to break that whole thing up. Because I was, I don't want to say enjoying my freedom because I was definitely... that was a pretty dark summer for me, but I was making the best of it. And him and I were collectively making the best of our situations by fucking up the town and vandalizing and shit. You know, like that was our thing. We'd go out at night every night and fuck shit up, you know, like doing dumb kid shit. And then I met you and I started spending more time at your house. And then we were like, you know what, we're going to get a new apartment. And cause every time we would spend the weekend at your place and then we would come back, he would be sitting there with like a room full of random people that I didn't know doing various drugs. And like at one point there was a chinchilla living in the house and like there was just, I was losing control of that situation and I didn't know how to fucking get
that
it back. I'm like, we got to move. The only way to get a handle back on this is we got to move.
Yeah.
Cause I can't come in there and tell everyone to fucking leave. They outnumber me, man. We just got to be like, hey, everyone got to get the fuck out.
Every year we move to a different place. We moved to a different apartment for a long time.
For a long fucking time.
Until we moved to Florida. Then we stayed in the apartment. Then we got the house in Plant City. Then we moved a lot. I'm just glad that we're in where we are now and we never have to move again.
But that's what I'm saying. In spite, you know, just looping it all back. In spite of all that, like I sit sometimes and I reflect on all that and I think about all that stuff and it's, you know, I've told you this before, like it wasn't all good no. times. I mean, like it was a definite roller coaster, but like sometimes I feel like fucking Andy from The Office. I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you're out of them because sometimes I look back at some of those times and I was like, shit was pretty fucking good, man. And in the moment, I didn't realize it. And I didn't appreciate it. And it wasn't because like all of our finances were set, you know, right. Or, you know, we had a family and we were fulfilled and all that. Like, it, like shit was tough, you know, like we had our own problems. You and I, we had money problems. We didn't, you know, just shit with the family, you know, like things were, it seemed like it was always something, you know, there was always mm-hmm. fucking something. But in spite of all that, you know, like made us who we are today. So
right.
I guess even that, dude, I don't know what I would want somebody to tell me, because I mean, I would want the instruction of what to do and I guess, quote unquote, how to be an adult. And that sounds stupid to even say. But if I had the choice to do it all over again, I would do it the same way.
I feel like you also have to fail to succeed. So you don't want to give them everything, you know.
And that's the tough part as a parent, because mm-hmm. you want to protect them and shit.
Right. I feel like we're more honest with Logan than we should be about certain things, like finances. And because I told him, I said, listen, I'm like, now that we've got this truck payment and we've got this house with this pool and all this stuff and I'm still paying on my car, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to give you $25 for V-Bucks just because. Because he'll come, he's like, Mom... I'm like, I'm not giving you anything for Fortnite.
And here I'm sitting here all afternoon going, damn, I fucked up my 2K guy. I'm going to have to buy a VC now.
But
I've been grinding 2K all weekend. I fucked up.
The little one comes up to me and was like, you know, he can't fucking read. So he clicks on stuff in Roblox and he wants me to spend like $2 to get him like this flying magic carpet or some shit. I'm like, no. He's like, but I cleaned my room. And I was like, yeah. And I paid your $2 to clean your room yesterday. You're not getting another $2 out of me. But it's like, it's not just the $2. It's having to say, listen, you need to know when enough is enough.
Sure.
Like, I'm not just going to give you something every time you ask for it without earning it. Like, what have you done today?
Well, him and I had that talk in the truck last week. He said something. He wanted something. And his job is to send out the Roomba, the electronic mm-hmm. vacuum, which literally all he's got to do is clear the floor of obstructions and hit the button.
Close the doors.
Hit the fucking button. And mm-hmm. then it does everything for him. He hasn't sent that goddamn robot. Our robot's name is Kenny. He hasn't sent Kenny the fucking robot out to vacuum our floors in probably 2 weeks.
No.
And then he's like, well, I did my job. I'm like, fuck you. What job did you do, dog?
Well, I mean, that's why you can't. So I cleaned my room, and I was like, it wasn't dirty.
I did it just for the fucking money, dude.
It wasn't dirty.
Oh, man. But, Shaylee or Shaylee? How would you say it? Would you break it up, or would you say it all together?
I don't know. I don't. How is it spelled?
Shaylee.
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 Yeah.
Shaylee, thanks for listening. Thanks for finding us. I hope you subscribed and followed us on social media at HTNOS mm-hmm. and all that good shit. And I'm glad you dig us. And that was a good question. Thank you.
That was a good question.
You want to talk about some Florida stuff? I got some stories here and then we'll get the fuck out.
Okay.
All right.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida segment is sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's OHFISHL. And use code HTNOS. Save 25%. Get some t-shirts. I'm wearing one right now. It's not my favorite one, but it's still very comfortable. Mm-hmm. My fifth string official is still better than any other shirt that I own. So aside from my Hawaiian shirts,
right. Those,
I just can't.
Your dad shirts.
Yeah, you just cannot touch the fucking comfort of a good button-down silk Hawaiian shirt. I'm sorry. But if you need some great t-shirts, check out Official. They got t-shirts, hats, jewelry, everything. They're fucking comfortable. They're great designs. Help support small business in these uncertain fucking times.
Because
mm-hmm. I think Arizona might be burning too. Ugh, if it ain't burning now, terrible. It was recently.
I've never been happier to live in a swamp.
Yeah, it just rains a lot here. We get hurricanes.
And I think my lime tree's dead because it got too much water. I'm sad.
You know, if it ain't one thing, it's another. We'll plant it when we do something.
I'm fucking squirrels, man. Yeah. I can't plant. Maybe I just plant it in the yard and hope for the best because right now it does not.
It's dead?
Right.
Or not flowering.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the squirrels eat all the leaves off it, whatever, because there's no limes on it right now.
So I got a video to show you first.
I love videos.
Well, the video is not very stimulating, so I'll tell you that. But I'm gonna play it, and I'm gonna lower the sound just so you could see what's going on. This was last week. After accepting a $100 bet, a man learns an important lesson about sharks at a Florida beach.
To not try to swim with them. Oh, shut up.
So you're and I save this for you because you're Shark Week and everything. You love that. That's a nurse shark.
That's a nurse shark, yes.
I don't know the difference between anything. I just know Jaws. I'm sitting next to your Jaws poster right here. This is my knowledge of sharks.
Those are different kinds of sharks. They have more.
That looks like a demon. Look at his eyes. Look at his face. That looks like a demon.
But their mouth is on the bottom. It's more like a cookie cutter shark where their mouth's on the bottom of their body instead of like, you know, a regular shark would open their mouth like this.
Yeah, like look at the here, let me play this. Okay, and okay. I'll turn it down.
That's a cute.
Cuz it's just some standard by fucking watching him. He has this fucking thing attached to his arm. His buddy bet him $100 that he wouldn't fuck with this nurse shark, and he went up to it and it bit him on the arm and wouldn't let go. Mm-hmm. And now he's standing on the beach, and lifeguards are there. There's a crowd around him. He's holding it, and it won't let go of his arm. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy. This is a 5-minute video while they're trying to get it off of him. The lifeguard ends up dumping like alcohol on the head of the shark, like rubbing alcohol, and then it lets go, and they go and they take it and let it go back in the water.
Yeah.
But he's just standing there for fucking ever holding that thing. He said it didn't hurt either. He said it feels like sandpaper on his arm.
Yeah, because they don't eat like sharks like you would know. They don't bite and rip the flesh off. Those eat more like crustaceans and stuff. So they have a smaller mouth that is made for breaking shells.
What is that a tooth right there, or is that like a catfish
thing? No, that's like a catfish thing. Because they need to look into the sand to find like snails and clams and stuff.
That is a demon. Look at the face of that fucking thing, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the skin. Look at the gills fucking flexing. Oh my God. Fuck that thing, dude. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, don't mess with
$100. $100 to get bit on your arm like that, and I bet you, he didn't even get paid.
Probably not.
I bet you he didn't even get paid. That was somewhere over by Daytona.
Oh, that's on the other side.
Over here in Treasure Island, a Florida man dies after escaping police custody. custody. I can't speak. It's been a long week.
I know. Oh, you ain't gotta tell me, man.
Donnie Brownlow Jr., 33, had been arrested by police who responded Sunday evening to reports of domestic disturbance in Treasure Island near Tampa Bay. Brownlow was arrested for domestic battery, obstruction, felony driving with license suspended or revoked, and violation of probation. He was then taken to Treasure Island Police Department to wait for a jail transport van.
Okay.
Quote, detectives say while being escorted to the transport van and in handcuffs, Brownlow broke free from the officer, ran toward Boca Ciega Bay, and jumped in the water, according to news release. Paramedics pulled Brownlow from the water, performed CPR, but he had died. He drowned because he was handcuffed. He couldn't fucking...
Oh, my God.
He jumped in there handcuffed. And now...
What a dummy.
Well, yes... I guess if you're going to jail or whatever, you're going to shoot your shot because fuck it.
Don't
you know?
Jump in the fucking water.
If he's looking at it like going, my ass cannot take jail. Okay. So like if it's between getting fucked in the ass or it's going, or I'll just die in the water. I mean, maybe I won't die in the water. You know what I mean? I tried this. When I saw this story, I went out in the pool with my hands behind my back and I jumped in the pool to try to see if I could fucking maneuver myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's harder than it seems, but I was able to fucking flip on my back and paddle my ass over to the fucking side of the pool. I don't know how long of a distance he had to go, but like, damn, did you just give up, dog? Or did they have you in full fucking shackles or like what?
My thing is, I don't know, like I said, how it would work, but I feel like I would just flip over and just float on my back and kick my legs.
That's exactly what I did. Now, I went under a couple times and I started freaking the fuck out. And then like I broke the illusion because I was just holding my wrist or whatever, obviously, you know.
Right.
So I guess it probably is harder than it fucking seems to do that shit. Mm-hmm. But you got to get that fucking Aquaman flip, you know, with the fucking Merv
but too,
legs
it's like
and shit, you know, fucking get that dolphin motion going.
I guess maybe he couldn't make it to the bottom or wherever he was either, because it's like, then I'm like, well, just go to the bottom and push yourself up.
Well, maybe he was fucking on some sort of substance, too.
That could be.
I mean,
there's been guys that jumped in alligator ponds or whatever trying to get away from the police.
I think I could have pulled it off. I could have made it.
I don't know.
I think so.
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see? You got plans?
No.
That actually came up last night when we were talking about
9-11.
Yeah, when we were talking about 9-11, because, you know, we did the whole, you know, like, where were you when, you know, 9-11.
See, I think I'm a piece of shit because I don't remember.
You were working.
I was at PetSmart, right?
You were working. And I'll tell you what, the only reason that I remember, is, you know, and this is, Adam thought this was hilarious and he made me tell it, was because I had been arrested 3 weeks prior and had a court date. And I was going to court and court was closed and the cops were turning everyone away because the attacks had just happened. And by the time I got home, I was able to turn on the TV and see what happened. But they thought like there was an attack at the courthouse or something and they were bombing or whatever. But he just thought it was so hysterical that I had got arrested. Fuck off, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I got out of it. Because they canceled court. I was like, woo, fucking everything's free and clear now.
And you're like, nope.
Tower 7, baby. My records are gone.
Just got to do a different day now.
Yeah, I had to go back. Whatever. Pasco County. We're back in Pasco. We haven't been in Pasco since Live PD left, man. Like, Pasco's been laying low. But we're in Pasco now, where a Florida man is wanted after pushing his wife into the path of a truck on I-75.
What? I don't think there is anything that I could do to make you want to push me in front of a truck. No, I mean, like, in that moment. Unless it was premeditated.
Well, according to the Florida Highway Patrol, 45-year-old James Morgan of Summerfield attacked his wife on Thursday morning after the pickup truck they were in almost crashed from a tire blowout as they traveled on I-75 in Pasco.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan grabbed the steering wheel and almost caused the victim to lose control after a blow. So his wife was driving the truck.
Okay.
They had a blowout. He grabbed the wheel, and she almost lost control. She was able to stop on the shoulder, and that's when the argument began. So he grabbed the fucking wheel, man. Like, here's the thing. He's trying to... Well, I feel that he was like, this dumb woman don't know how to fucking... You know, she don't know how to maneuver my truck. And, you know, she doesn't know...
Then why is she driving in the first place? Don't let the bitch drive then if you don't want her driving.
Yeah.
I don't drive your truck. I'm scared.
Well, yeah, you're not there yet.
No.
You're not there yet.
Nope.
Troopers,
I'll stick to my go-kart.
Troopers say Morgan pulled her off the driver's seat by her hair.
What?
Headbutted her.
No.
Punched her several times pushed her into the path of an oncoming truck on the interstate.
I don't think he meant to do that.
You don't think he meant to? He accidentally pulled her out by her hair, headbutted her, and then did a Street Fighter II combo on her, and then pushed her into the fucking...
I think that he meant to push her. I don't think he meant to push her into traffic. I think that he was just in a rage. That's a
fucked up mistake, right?
Right. I just think he was in a rage, and he was just going through the motions and just did it. I haven't been in that much of a rage, but I'm like, I've regretted stuff after I've done it before. Like with the kids when I discipline them, or if I say something to you. Like,
there's nothing worse than having to come back and apologize to a five-year-old.
Right.
There's no pride-swallowing fucking moment. Like, knowing that you lost your shit and overreacted, and then 15 minutes later having to come and have a fucking sit-down. All right, buddy, take a knee. We need to talk. I fucked up.
Yeah.
I went and apologized to him yesterday for whatever I said to him. And I came out and I was like, look, man, I'm sorry. And he goes, for what? And I was like, for the way that I reacted to you. And he was like, what are you talking about? Like, they don't even fucking know. Like, we feel bad. Mm-hmm. Logan knows. When I fuck off and say something I shouldn't to Logan, he fucking holds it against me.
I don't want to say he doesn't like you, but...
Damn!
He loves you. It's just... Sometimes when you say things, he's just like, why is he so, what's wrong with him?
I'm a very aggro.
See, because like you yelled at him for something. You were yelling at him about socks or something the other morning because you're like, well, now you're going to say I bring these socks to you. You're going to say they're too small. These are the same ones I brought to you yesterday.
So I was having a bad fucking day, dude. Logan's that's what said. Like, I'm not allowed. Logan's everybody else like, has bad days. Fuck.
No, the one thing that I've done that I regret still to this day is when Luke
threw him in the wall.
Yeah.
That was the most calm and clarity that I've ever experienced in my life. Because when I saw you throw Logan and he flew back to the wall, I fucking got over there so quick. And I was like Steve Mazzagatti up in that bitch. I came in and I was like, okay, you go this way. You stop. You're fine. This. Like, I'm fucking like moving pieces and you're fucking this and that. That was one
of things where I didn't realize my own strength because he had left the gate open and Lucas was only,
you force pushed him. You used the fucking force, Luke. I swear. You looked at him and you just put your hand up and he flew back to the wall. He was like, I've never seen no shit like that before in my life.
Because Lucas was, I don't know, 1.5 or something like that. Like, where he was one, where he was able to walk and run around, but he was dumb and he didn't realize that he could die. So the gate was, you tell him, like, you have to make sure this gate is closed or Lucas is going to fall down the stairs and die.
Yeah.
The gate was open. And I'm like, Logan, really? And then Lucas is running towards the stairs. So I grab Luke and I pull him aside. I grab Logan on the stairs and I yank him up the stairs and into the wall behind us. I didn't even know that I could do that. What's up, Rosie?
She perked up. Talking about child abuse. And she was like, don't hit me.
Hello. But he remembers that still.
Does he really? Mm-hmm. He might say he does. Back to the story, though. The truck driver was able to avoid hitting the woman, and Morgan fled into the woods.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, probably a little shook. Morgan fled into the woods. Officials couldn't find him after a search of the area by troopers and Pasco County deputies. Florida Highway Patrol was granted a warrant for his arrest and attempted murder, and the search for him continues. They still didn't find him. That motherfucker is in the woods like the Revenant, laying under a log, waiting for the fucking for the heat to die down.
It's never gonna die down.
He's gonna go home, and he's gonna go home, and they're gonna be together driving that fucking pickup truck next week, going to Shoney's or wherever the fuck they're goddamn going.
I don't care how bad my life would be. If you ever did that to me, I would leave.
Would you?
I would take the kids and go.
Would you do that?
Oh yeah. Nobody should be treated like that.
No. Yeah. No. Well, obviously.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I understand sometimes you get into an emotional, and sometimes you can't control what you're doing, but to do all those things consecutively.
He busted a whole ass combo on her, dude. That's what I mean. He fucking, yeah.
Like, he was like so mad he yanked her out of the truck by her hair. Like, if you did that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And if you'd stop, I'd be like, all right, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Things happen sometimes. But, like, to pull me out and then punch me. And
headbutt.
Then headbutt me.
And then bust a combo. Fucking and then repeated punch.
And push me into the interstate. Like, then that's too much for me. Like,
dude, that was the last.
I can go with a hair pull and maybe a slap once in a while. But to do all those things at one time, that's where I draw my line.
That was the last scene of Cobra Kai, dude. That was when the fucking school busted out into that melee. And they were just fighting throughout, that like, the entire.
That was probably the worst.
They were fighting throughout the entire school. The
whole series was that last.
Probably 50 kids in a fucking melee. Just
Robbie, what did you do?
That's what he, and he was standing there like looking at his fists like, what did I do? That's this motherfucker. He's like, oh shit. And then he just ran into the woods, dude. Like fucking the principal on Eastbound and Down, just living in the fucking woods and shit.
I forgot about that, dude. I don't never think they ever finished the Vice Principal show that we watched.
It wasn't great.
That dude with the teeth, I just couldn't watch him on anything.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Fort Pierce, Florida woman is arrested after stripping naked and using a sex toy in an adult store.
Wasn't that what it's for?
In the store? A police officer who responded to a Florida adult store recently for a report of a disturbance discovered a naked woman using a sex toy on herself in the back room.
Well, I mean, you smell a candle before you buy it.
Ugh. I hope nobody sniffs that before they buy it.
I'm just saying. Not now. Sometimes you got to test out the product before you buy. You take a test drive in a truck before you buy it.
According to the arrest affidavit, the bizarre incident took place at the Lion's Den Adult Superstore on Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce.
Nice.
Someone at the store called 911, reporting that a woman wearing a purple shirt and no pants was causing a disturbance.
Why would they call 911?
I was just thinking that as I read
Google that. Sheriff or Google Police Department.
Not emergency, dude.
Yeah. Like, 911, I have an emergency. There's a clitoris out. The fuck? Let the bitch have her fun.
It's COVID times. They don't know. They don't know if her fucking vagina's got the COVID.
Well, it might. But like, as long as she ain't squirting, I feel like it's fine. They should have, like, you know, you have dressing rooms to try on clothes.
I'm going to have to clip that. As long as she ain't squirting, I feel like it's fine. I'm going to have to clip that.
But, I mean, they have dressing rooms for you to try on clothes. Maybe they should have rooms in the sex toy place to try out your sex toy.
Well, the responding officer was met by a store clerk who informed him that the woman that they called, later identified as 36-year-old Teresa Stanley, had removed a pink sex toy from its packaging, stripped off all of her clothes, and was masturbating in public. As the officer entered the store, he was told that Stanley went to the stock room with the sex toy in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Officers quoted saying, "As I opened the doors and entered the stock room, I found the female sitting in an office chair with her feet up on the table. She had in her hand a pink colored penis shaped sex toy that she was using in a masturbatory manner."
What other shape?
Why are you stirring that dog up?
I'm not. She's
get your hand off that dog.
I don't have any hands on the dog.
Shaking tags and shit. You know all about background noise. Sit your ass down. Sweet baby. As soon as the officer walked in, Stanley stopped making use of the sex toy and dropped it to the ground. Kind of like you have like. You know, the joke, like, wives catching their husbands jerking off, and then you get the deer in headlights look.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, do you really think that you're not going to get caught? Like, somebody has to know what you're, like, you're back there.
They walked in, and she looked up and just dropped it to the ground, like, I'm not doing anything.
Wow.
She was arrested and booked into St. Lucie County Jail on charges of indecent exposure of sexual organs and petty mm-hmm. theft, both misdemeanors.
What if she paid for the product?
They said she tried on an outfit too. So she took the outfit and she took the sex toy, and the total was $46. And that's what she went to jail over.
Oh yeah. My gosh, $46. If I was there, I'd felt bad for her and just paid the $46 and be like, "You do you." Like, what do they say? "You do you, boo. You do you."
Here, look at this woman.
Okay, so her not being hot makes it worse.
That was my question. I was gonna say if she was attractive, do you think anyone bats an eyelash? But she looks like her name would be Tim.
Yes. Just look at Tim.
She looks like a sleepy surfer named Tim.
Yeah. No, yeah, her being ugly doesn't, it makes it worse.
That's the manliest man face I've ever seen, I think.
She looks like she's probably on drugs.
She's very, she gives, what was that bitch's name? Serotonin. She gives her a fucking run for her money.
Maybe that is her. She changed her name again.
No.
Okay.
No, I want her. One more for you.
All right.
We're in Leesburg. Florida woman offered a deputy oral sex if he'd give her back the jewel he confiscated from her.
Jewel as in
vape pen.
Oh, I'm like jewels in
like crown jewelry? Jewel, like crown jewels, like the fucking
Why
heart of the ocean.
Confiscate her fucking vape pen.
Well, there's a tale to be told, and I will regale you.
Does she steal it?
No, she didn't steal it. Shut up. Madison Ann Bryant was charged with disorderly intoxication.
Like white-ass vape name.
White-ass vape name. Disorderly intoxication, a misdemeanor, and offering a bribe to a public servant a felony on Sunday. Deputies found Bryant at 2:20 in the morning sitting on the median of US 27 Highway in Leesburg, a city 45 miles from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Bryant said she exited a nearby truck after getting into a fight with the driver, her boyfriend, about their, quote, relationship issues.
Bet you he didn't punch her in the face or headbutt her and pull her by her hair.
See, these stories are a good preface for next week when, you know, it's our...
Headbutt me and pull me by my hair?
I was going to say it'd be our anniversary episode, but, you know, yeah, same shit.
Yeah.
Deputies spoke with the boyfriend, 22, who smelled of alcohol, and he was arrested for drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
They had been at a party earlier and left because they were arguing. Bryant appeared to be heavily intoxicated and spoke of many topics that didn't make much sense, the arrest report said.
My dick is out.
Bryant's the woman.
Oh. Maybe she had a dick. That's what they were fighting about.
Initially, she wasn't going to get arrested. She wasn't in any trouble.
Okay.
As she waited with deputies for a ride home, she said she needed to use the bathroom and she wanted to go on the side of the road.
Okay. When you're drunk, man, you gotta go.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, mm-hmm. like, she's probably like, look, I'm just gonna piss right here because I gotta go. And
right.
Deputy offered to drive her to a gas station to use the bathroom. Instead, she pulled her pants down and urinated directly in front of the squad car, holding onto the vehicle's push bar as traffic drove by.
Okay.
I don't know how much traffic is going by at 2:20 in the morning on a fucking Thursday, but you know, yeah, whatever. When she pulled her pants back up, she was arrested for disorderly intoxication. On the way to jail, Bryant repeatedly asked the sheriff's deputy to give her back her Juul vaping device, which had been confiscated because she said she needed it to cope with her anxiety.
Okay.
She was going to jail. She just needed to fucking suck the robot dick.
But that has nicotine in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that helps with anxiety.
Do people smoke when they're anxious? I don't know. People light up when they're fucking nervous and they're.
I guess, but I wouldn't think. I would understand if like it was like a weed pen.
She just needed the robot dick.
I guess so.
In her mouth.
Yikes!
In her mouth.
Isn't it square?
Yes.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Robot dicks have different shapes, dude. You ever seen a fucking duck dick? It's a goddamn spiral.
Yeah, those are gross.
This is the officer. Madison asked me if I was married and had children, the deputy said in a report. When he responded, she said that she was not trying to fuck that up, but she would suck my dick if I gave her her jewel back.
Wow, just for getting the jewel pen back. All right.
He says that he didn't respond, but I... skeptical hippo eyes, right?
Depends on what she looks like.
You want to see?
Yep.
Want to see? I'll show you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She kind of looks like old girl from Orange is the New Black, Russian Doll, a little bit.
I don't know.
A little bit, but she looks like she would be better looking, but this is probably the morning after the 2:20 a.m. medium pissing, jewel smoke and dick suck proposition night. You know what I mean? Like, she looks like she's still got yesterday's night.
I would let her suck my dick.
Like, in that state?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think she still looks good. I mean, I've looked worse than that after, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I know you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, for what it is, I'm like, she looked good. Definitely is better than what I was expecting to see.
Well, that's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, she looks like a Madison Ann Bryant.
She's only 19.
Ew.
She's only 19.
Well, I mean, she's dick suck age, so... It's all right.
Duchess says 19 is dick suck age.
18 or older.
That's all I got for you. That's okay. All I got for you this week. It's a little clunky this week. We waited till the last minute, you know?
Oh, yeah. You had creatures last night. Last weekend, I was at my sister's all day Saturday, and then nobody wants to do anything Sunday because then you have to stay up late. Edit. And
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah. We've had a lot going on, you know? Work's been crazy for me, too. And it's just, you know, it's one of them things, man. Mm-hmm. We get to you when we can, and if we can't, I apologize, but you're always in our thoughts.
Yep. I'm glad I have a dog.
I'm glad you do, too. Little bitches.
I'm glad you are the best with her, though, because you play with her rough, but I always tell you, don't use your hands as toys.
She bites the shit out of me.
And she bites the shit out of you because you use your hands as toys.
She bites the shit out of me.
But she's so smart, too. I've only had to tell her twice to get out of the trash. She knows how to sit and lay down. She listens very well. Like, I pulled her out of the bed a couple times the first night, and she doesn't get up there.
Well, that's why I'm dragging ass right now. She was up there fucking snuggling up to me at 6:45 this morning.
I called her up there in the morning, but, like, at nighttime, she sleeps in her crate.
Well, she's a dirty girl. She likes it when I smack her ass, so...
Whoa.
Yeah, well, unless you got anything else, then we'll go ahead and put a bow on this. So this has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for riding with us. Hope that you'll come back and subscribe on whatever platform you like. We're available literally everywhere. Follow us on all the social platforms, HTNOS on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, that's where we post all the new episode shit and mm-hmm. updates, whatever. You know how social media works. We're also part of a podcast network, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Best damn podcast network in all the land.
Great one.
Best damn network in all the land.
Has all our friends on it.
Every
Sam PC, I'm going to mention first this time.
Sam and MPC. Shout out to Christina Almy, who was on back on the mic for the first time in a long time on the most recent Shit Happens When You Party Naked. It was good to hear Lady Almy. Oh, that's awesome. You know what? Lady Almy reminded me of one little thing that I don't know if maybe slipped through the cracks because you don't watch the group chat, you know, that closely.
I don't.
Did you see what Riley bought Jason for his birthday?
Yes, only because you've told me.
Riley Trudell of The Plunge and recent guest to the Hashtag No Offense Show bought our good friend Lord Jason Almy, my brother, my creature. He just had his 39th birthday. I'm gonna say
fucking know.
And we joked that he's the Lord Jason Almy, and now he officially is, because Riley bought him a package, a Lord package. He is now the owner of 5 square feet of land in Scotland, making him a Lord. He's officially Lord Jason Almy. And I say, we need to fucking make the next Inner Circle meetup in Scotland, and we need to go to fucking Jason Almy's little patch of dirt.
Do you know how much 5 square feet is?
Not much.
It's about the size of that table.
Yeah. We're gonna go. We're all gonna go there, and we're gonna fucking take pictures on it. Jason's gonna put up velvet ropes around there and shit with a pedestal with his picture in the middle of it, draped in that fucking tapestry with them fucking glasses.
Y'all should get like a plaque, like a headstone plaque, and put it in the ground.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like all these ideas. All these ideas are great. We're gonna do any number of these things.
Like the glass type of like on a encasing deck,
or
like on a deck, like you know how sometimes they'll have like the glass deck rails, like do that and put a plaque in there.
Any one of
or
those,
or maybe do like a full on case.
Yeah, any of those
and
things.
And then what you have to do is you have to get.
I love how excited you are about this.
Then you guys all have to get. You know how they do like the core samples?
Core samples.
Like of the earth. So
is that with an F?
Yes. Yes. Yuff. Beatbox. Beatbox.
Tarf with an F.
So you gotta get one of those. Like, it's like a corkscrew thing and it's hollow on the inside. So then you take it and you
like an auger?
Kind of, but it's tiny. So then it's like a corkscrew and you put it in the earth and then you twist it and you pull up some dirt.
Can I ask you if you saw that on Skinwalker Ranch?
No, I seen it on Expedition Unknown.
Oh, same difference.
With Josh Gates.
Same difference.
If you must know.
Definitely same difference.
That way it can show you like all kinds of different dirt and stuff. But anyways, y'all need to do that. And then you all take a little bit of dirt from the sample and you make necklaces out of the dirt.
You had me until that. But we've got enough to build
or,
on. Jesus Christ.
You can get those little teeny tiny bottles. With
vials.
Little,
with the little corkscrews,
yeah.
Like you see in the Florida gift shops that says, take some sand home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's all literally you had to say.
Dirt in it.
And you're like, and this auger contraption from fucking Men in Black 3.
I think it would mean more if you guys did that, because then y'all are coming from the same sample instead of having all the different samples, because y'all are one unit. So I feel like if you all did the one sample of the dirt and separated it, that it would mean a lot more.
I like where your head's at.
I'm a whole ass creature.
You are. You're a fucking creature. Even beyond
that. Is that my song?
Yes. I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Somebody will.
Even beyond that, you're a whole ass inner circler. So yeah. go to innercirclepn.com. Check out all the shows. Hood Diner, Failing Hollywood. Mikey's living in a van somewhere building greenhouses.
Down by the river.
He's the whole ass vagabond right now. Kaz and Sentry just hit 100. Congrats to those guys.
Hey, good job, guys.
Things are happening. Things are happening. Plunge is doing 17 shows now. They got a wrestling show. They got an interview show. They got the Plunge. He's planning the live stream. I mean, I think he's got a whole
Riley's
Plunge network.
He's
a busybody. He's doing his thing, but we love him.
Love you, Riley.
And that's also where you can check out the original programming, like the Creatures of the Night on Inner Circle Presents. On your favorite podcast platform. Go to htnos.com, email us htnos@yahoo.com, 813-773-5706. Call that voicemail, leave us some messages. I appreciate all the feedback and the messages that we get. Mm-hmm. We love
and you. We love questions too. Send more questions.
It's exactly why we continue to do this. As much as I love sitting and just having an hour or two with my lovely wife and talking about songs that we can't think about and potentially possibly killing ourselves when we were 12 years old.
Well, yeah, throwing our kids into walls.
Throwing our kids into walls with the force and all those good things. We do this because allegedly you guys are entertained. So reach out and let us know and, you know, continue to do that. We like hearing it. So I'm the real Wutzke everywhere on all social media platforms. This young lady is the Duchess Wutzke on Twitter. She's a whole flamingo. And
bitch.
We're the hashtag No Offense Show, man. We'll catch you next time.
Peace. As long as she ain't squirting, I feel like it's fine.